Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Yvonne on the phone. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Jagger.
Good morning, Yvonne. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish. Tell everybody who it is.
It's for Jillian.
And Eric. And who is Eric and Jillian to you?
So Jillian is my daughter-in-law, and Eric's my son.
Okay.
We're going to get Jillian on the line, and then would it be okay if you read your wish?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, good.
She doesn't know we're calling. Is this going to be a surprise?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, be quiet. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jillian?
Yes, I'm her.
Hi, Jillian. It's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
We also have your mother-in-law on the line, Yvonne.
Hi, Jillian.
I don't know if you know Jillian, but we do a program every year that we call Christmas Wish, and Yvonne nominated you and Eric for a Christmas Wish. Would it be okay if she read her nomination to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Yvonne, go ahead.
Okay, so it reads, "Hello, Jagger and Christie. I appreciate the opportunity to be considered for the special need for the family I'm nominating. My son and daughter-in-law have a very big blended family. They are a family of 9 with 2 adults and 7 children. They're living in a 2-bedroom apartment, and the children range from ages 11 years to 2 months old. Now, my son was just laid off, and his wife, Jillian, is on maternity leave. You know, they're both hardworking, but they fell in on hard times, and they are facing eviction. So I would like to see them stay together during the holidays as they work together to get back on their feet. They've stuck together through the thick and thin, and they strive to move forward through their circumstances as they teach their little ones the importance of working through life as they stay together as a family. My daughter-in-law's role, it has not been an easy one, and I'd like to express my thanks as she has taken on the responsibility of 3 girls from my son's prior relationship that are not her own, but she does treat them as if they were. I can't think of a more deserving stepmom who spends long hours brushing hair, doing laundry, cooking, and cleaning for all 7 of the kids. They do everything together, including trips to the grocery store, rides to school, Sunday church services, and I know there's better days to come. So thank you very much for taking the time to consider the needs of this family for Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish. God bless you all, and have a Merry Christmas."
Well.
Oh.
How you doing, Jillian?
I'm good. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And now, Yvonne said you're on maternity leave. How old is your baby?
She's 2.5 months old.
Oh, wow.
She's a little baby.
A little bitty. So this is...
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
What's her name?
Beautiful. Her name's Kaylee.
Kaylee. Okay. And so am I understanding correctly that all of your 7 kids are girls?
Yes.
You are one superwoman is what you are.
All right. Well, listen, we want to take care of your Christmas wish. So our first question is always, do you have a Christmas tree yet?
I do, but it's broken.
It's broken.
Oh, no. Right, well, that will not do.
Well, you got a little one that's going to have the first Christmas ever. They can't experience it with a broken tree. So our friends at Armstrong Gardens want to give you a $75 gift card. And you guys, as a family, as I hear you do most things, go and pick that out and get yourself a tree for the house, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, and then we have somebody new to Christmas Wish this year. It's our new friends from Barron's Market. And they want to give you a $100 gift card so you can make a nice Christmas dinner for the entire family, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, let's talk about the kids, because we got the tree. You got to have something underneath it.
Now, we started at the bottom with little 2.5-month-old Kaylee, but let's go to the top. Who's your oldest?
Annalisa.
And how old is she?
She's 11.
Okay, well, we have some stuff that we would like you to wrap up and put under the tree for her.
Okay.
We have an LOL Monopoly game, and we have this really sweet Orbeez nail kit spa that you can put under the tree for her this year, okay?
Oh, she would love that so much.
Good.
Now, how old is Erica?
She's 9.
Okay, for Erica, we got to have stuff for her, too. So we're going to get the personalized light box sign. You can wrap up and put it on the tree.
It's so cool.
And the we also have the...
it's a Crayola Sparkle Station kit.
And what is that,
it's
Christy?
Hard to describe, but it's like a craft kit thing, and it's really cool. You make really cool stuff with it. So I have a feeling she's going to like this.
It'll keep her busy.
Oh, I'm sure. We all love arts and crafts.
Oh, perfect. And good. Now, how old is Marianne?
Marianne, she is 8.
Okay.
We have this most amazing set of Aladdin dolls for her.
It's huge.
It's huge. I think there's like 6 of them in the set. So you can wrap that up for her, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, Jasmine, how old is Jasmine?
Wait, we missed
she's
Evelina.
5.
Oh, Evelina, I'm sorry.
Evelina, yeah, she's 7.
Well, we have a really cool Advent doll calendar. Does she like dolls and stuff?
She does.
Oh, perfect.
Well, good. She's going to love this because there's a lot of dolls and a lot of little pieces, and she can set it all up just how she likes it. So we've got that for you to wrap up for her. Now, Jasmine, she's 5?
Yes.
And so we're going to give you the Polly Pocket Mega Mall playset to wrap up and put under the tree for Jasmine. And we have all these toys thanks to our dear friends at San Diego Family Magazine.
It's going to be fun. Now, we have a couple left. We have Vanessa. How old is Vanessa?
She's 3.
Okay, this is going to be perfect. This is a hit every Christmas. We're going to get her a My Little Pony for Christmas.
Oh,
right?
She'll like that so much.
There you go.
You know, we don't really know what to get for a 2.5-month-old, but diapers or Pampers.
Oh, yes.
So
that's perfect.
And you know, maybe you need, you know, some clothes for the girls or, you know, shoes for the girls or stuff like that. So what we also wanted to do, Jillian, was give you and Eric a $500 Walmart gift card so you could go fill in the Christmas gaps, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can't believe this is crazy.
I got to tell you, there's just one thing that really bothers me, and your mother-in-law mentioned it in her nomination, that you guys, you might get evicted before Christmas, is that?
Yeah.
Have you paid December's rent?
No, we have not.
All right, well, you know what, it's such a big family, we would hate to see you guys not be there, have a place for Christmas. So what we wanted to do, and I hope this helps out a little bit, we would like to pay your rent for December.
Is that going to help?
Yes, thank you so much.
Was that a big burden on your shoulder right now? Because when you answered the phone, you sounded a little sad.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say right now. I don't even believe this.
Well, it's real, it's true, but we're not done.
Would it make it even better if we also paid for your January rent?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, we don't want you guys to be out of the house for Christmas.
And I know you guys are trying to get back on your feet. And this will give you a little bit of time to kind of regroup, reorganize, so that you can take care of all those beautiful girls.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I don't even know what to say right now.
I want to make sure we got it right. So 2 months rent will be about $3,200?
Yes, I think so. I have to do some math.
We've talked. We already found out. We know. And that'll do.
Okay.
So you are set all the way through January so you guys can have a great Christmas as a family, okay?
Thank you so much. This is the best thing I could ever ask for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You know, I come from a family of 3 girls, so this kind of tugged at my heartstrings.
Thank you so much, Jagger and Christy. My family appreciates you guys, and we will all be so happy now this Christmas. And I can't wait for all to see their faces and all of us together and be happy. Thank you.
We wish we could talk to Eric. I know he's not there right now. But
what do you think he's going to think?
Yeah.
He's going to be probably a huge smile, and he's probably not even going to believe it.
He's like, quit lying.
Well, listen,
we
just have to do one more thing to make this thing really happen, and I just need a Merry Christmas on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.